But yeah, you got to be feeling pretty good. A nice 6-1 victory the other day for the Rockford IceHogs. 6 goals. That's pretty good. That's the highest this year so far, right?
Yeah. How about that? 6 goals. You know, and it you know, again, this team, we've been kind of talking about a lot of young guys, a lot of players that a lot of fans have never heard of before because they probably shouldn't even be here. They should be playing junior hockey or elsewhere. But no, the team's been playing well, and it was nice to get a blowout victory the other night, and hopefully the team can string together some more wins. It wins and losses this year, it's weird. You know, as athletes, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there played sports growing up or competed in something.
Sure.
There's always something you're competing for, right? Like, you know, win that, you know, conference championship in high school football or whatever it might be. And, you know, and, well, there really isn't any of that this year. It's kind of goofy because, you know, more likely there's not going to be a playoff. So it's been kind of interesting. It's, you know, it's kind of an anti-athlete mindset, I guess. I don't think they're thinking this way, but, you know, it's just, you know, kind of go out and play some games. And
sure,
it's almost like the world's longest exhibition season. So, but teams been playing good. They've been, you know, coming together, and it's been fun to watch.
But can't you set something up internally? Like, our goal this year is to hit 25 victories. If we could do that, then we won the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, like an internal win.
Yeah, you know what they do in hockey, Kev, is they actually break it up into segments. So a lot of times throughout the course of the year, some teams will do 7-game segments, since that's what playoff series are.
Yeah.
Others will do 10-game segments because it's a round number. And, you know, usually in sports, we're not very good at math.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so if you 10-game segment, if you're 3-7 in the first you know, 10 games, obviously you lose the segment, but then you try to improve upon that. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the goal is to win each 10-game or 7-game segment. And, you know, if you can do that, you're obviously going to be playoff bound. But hey, it's a good way of doing it. And I'm sure that there's stuff like that head coach Derek King has kind of broken up for the team here this season, used as motivation. But, you know, something when you're a pro hockey player at this level, the motivation, and, you know, it's not always about the contract, but you know what, it is kind of about the contract. You're playing for a spot for next year, whether it's here in Rockford or, you know, somewhere in the Blackhawks organization, or frankly with any team out there that'll give you that opportunity to play. So there still is a lot to play for. It's just a little bit different mindset.
When you're talking about segments, speaking of which, over the next 7 games, 5 of them are against the Chicago Wolves. So I imagine the next 7 games got to be a pretty important segment, given that they are the rival team.
Yeah, and it's probably going to get a little ugly, I'm guessing. Just throwing that out there. When I say ugly, it's if you like some scraps in hockey, there may be a few fights here over the next couple of weeks. So, matter of fact, I believe tomorrow starts a stretch of 4 straight games against the Wolves. And, you know, I might have mentioned this a week or two back, but, you know, from here on out, we're only playing 3 teams, the Wolves, Grand Rapids, and the Iowa Wild. And we've got a lot of Iowa here lately, and now it's kind of time to catch up with the Wolves, because the IceHogs and Wolves haven't played a whole lot since, I think, the second week of the season. I don't think they've played since that second week. So, and I think 2 of those games were games that were just added just because, you know.
Sure.
It's like, hey, why not? Let's add some games. And so, it should be interesting here in Chicago. Well, technically, I think they're playing in Hoffman Estates at their practice rink. That'll be tomorrow. And then the IceHogs are back home on Sunday. And what's crazy, Kev, is after Sunday, we only have 5 home games left. So
no,
there's like 2 months. Yeah, there's like 2 months left of the season. We have 6 home games left if you count Sunday. So
a lot of road games coming up. Yeah.
Getting those bus miles. I don't think you accumulate bus miles like airline miles, but you know, or do you? Do you know that? I don't know. Maybe you do.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've ridden the bus in a very long time. No idea.
I'm telling you, it's something you don't want to go back to.
Well, the team,
unless there's a really good movie.
Yeah. Well, the Chicago Wolves, they're the affiliate of the Golden Knights of Vegas, right?
They were. They've once again switched. They're now the because this makes geographical sense. They are now the affiliate of the Carolina Hurricanes. So, and actually, this year they're kind of dual affiliate because Milwaukee opted not to play, so they got a bunch of guys from Milwaukee/Nashville in the lineup. But yeah, the Wolves have a hard time keeping affiliates there. They've kind of bounced around a little bit in the time that we've been in the American Hockey League, and now they're the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, that's good because, you know, what we know about Golden Knights is that they take golden showers, and we don't want, we don't want to have to mess with that, you know.
But you rather, no, not with this COVID stuff. I mean, that's just one extra thing you got to worry about.
Unless you're talking about golden hurricanes down there in South Carolina, then we're going to be in trouble. Because that's a lot of shower. You know what I mean?
And you should probably see a doctor.
Yes. Right. If it's coming out like a hurricane, you're in trouble. All right. Before we get ourselves into trouble, Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs, icehogs.com. You can hear the games on Sports Fan Radio 1330 or AHL TV. Mike Peck, remind us how we can get involved with that.
Yeah. AHL TV, just go to AHLTV.com and you can sign up for an account. And everything's super discounted right now because, number one, we're only playing about half the games. And number two, half of those games have already been played. So I think you can get the rest of the season for something like, it's pretty, I want to say it's like $30. So you can listen to Joey Z and watch all the Ice Hogs action. So a great way to tune into the Ice Hogs. And then we try to do a bunch of different interactive elements throughout the course of the game. We have jersey raffles. You can check in to win some gift cards. You guess the first goal, you win a gift card. And then we got some fun stuff we'll probably talk about next week. We're going to do some fun stuff with Autism Awareness Month as well.
Excellent.
Where we're going to put together some different raffles and auctions and stuff. So, yeah, our fans have been awesome. You know, this has been such a crazy, and I'll say it's been a stupid time period, you know. I mean, it's been so goofy for everyone. But our fans have been so good, and they've been so good to us, sticking with us and following and interacting. So, we really, truly appreciate it, and we can't wait for this whole thing to be over so we can get back to normal.
I think we all agree with that. Mike Peck, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
All right, Kev, have a great day.
You too.